proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. As we continue our series about biblical Israel and her neighbors, we turn our attention to three other people groups that live near Israel: the Ammonites, the Moabites, and the Edomites. The Ammonites descended from a son of Lot named Ben-Ammi. They dwelt to the east of Israel and to the south of Syria. David waged war against the Ammonites, capturing Rabbah, their capital city, a place today known as Amman in Jordan. King Jeroboam I conquered Ammonite territory and incorporated it into the northern kingdom of Israel. Many years later, the Ammonites became subject to Uzziah, king of Judah. God promised to judge the Ammonites for the atrocities they committed in Gilead. They became vassals of Assyria and suffered under the dominion of that empire. The Moabites descended from another son of Lot, named Moab. They dwelt south of the Ammonites. It was a Moabite king, Eglon, who oppressed Israel during the time of the judges. Ehud, a member of the tribe of Benjamin, Ehud killed Eglon and led a successful revolt against the Moabite dominion. Ruth was probably the most notable Moabite mentioned in the Bible. She accepted the God of Israel when she returned to Bethlehem with her mother-in-law, Naomi. Her Jewish contemporaries accepted Ruth as a Jewess, even though the Mosaic law prevented the Jews from incorporating a Moabite into their community. Ruth became the great-grandmother of King David. God passed judgment on the Moabites for their treatment of the Edomite king. The Moabite kingdom disappeared from the pages of history during the Medo-Persian occupation of the Middle East. The Edomites were the posterity of Esau, Jacob's twin brother, who was also known as Edom, a name meaning red. For much of their history, the Edomites maintained enmity against the Jews. For instance, when the Israelites sought to pass through Edomite domains, as recorded in the 21st chapter of the book of Numbers, the Edomites threatened to meet them in combat. Conflicts with the Edomites continued throughout Israel's history. David conquered them, according to 2 Samuel chapter 8. When he did, he put garrisons in their territory. David's son Solomon harbored his navy at Eilat, on the coast of the Red Sea, Eilat being in former Edomite territory. God passed judgment upon the Edomites for their atrocities against the Jews, and for their failure to maintain the brotherly covenant between the two nations. The book of Obadiah dealt with the prophesied destruction of the Edomites that would ensue. In the first chapter of the book of Malachi, God pointed to his treatment of the Edomites as a demonstration of his hatred for Esau. Quote, "They shall build, but I will throw down, and they shall call them the border of wickedness, and the people against whom the Lord hath indignation forever." God utterly destroyed the Edomites. No trace of them remains in history. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.